Good morning, everyone. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, we're working on the Amsani. Amsani are the elementary or basic shum maps that are carved in pillars of Yerevan Temple. Gurudeva's way to make sure we don't forget about them. Carved in stone there. So we're wanting to energize the Mamsani, and we're putting out a booklet which describes them, gives some introductory material as well, and we'll have that done in the next few weeks, I believe. You're all welcome to have a copy. So another way we're energizing them is to use them as the basis for our meditation for the month. We've been issuing a meditation of the month for a while now, which is something common that the monks are meditating on, and those members who are participating in the shum study are also meditating on the same material. So it links us all together in a nice mystical way. So to energize the Mamsani, we're going to switch to meditating on the Mamsani. So requires two things. One is shifting the period, because the Mamsani are on the Western month. So, and to get to the Western month from the end of this meditation is only 2 weeks. So our meditation, current meditation, ends today, and new one starts tomorrow. So therefore, as a interim period, we're doing the Mamsani for the month of March, just for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of March. It's a long way of saying that. So I thought I'd read it. Description of it starts tomorrow. La lam lof lomph. These four images take us into the four states of being by naming them. In the English language, we only have one word for being, our great being. But the Shumchev language names four states of being. This Mamsani brings together these four names. They actually name four vibratory rates of our being. We begin to meditate upon this Mamsani by reading from the top left clockwise. The first image is law. Law names the being of the physical body, or the feeling of the vibrations emanating out of our physical body. The next image in the Mamsani, Lam, names the vibration of our emotional intellectual nature, or the being of our emotions and thoughts. The next image is Lof. Lof is the name for the vibration, the radiation, the Shakti of the celestial body of the individual soul deep in the second world, the fifth dimension of the mind. When one is aware within the center of the spine, Lof, an actinodic vibration, comes forth from the soul. This vibration oozes out through the physical body. This feeling is called Lof. Lof comes into power through Simshum Bisi, when the forces are transmuted from the first three instinctive intellectual mind force centers, which means chakras, and blends with the refined forces of the fourth, Kamshumalinga. After the Im Kaif experience, the beautiful Shakti that begins to emanate and become stronger and stronger through the years is called Lamph. Lamph is the vibration of the energies of the actinic body of a realized being, which develops and begins to grow after many Im Kaif experiences have been had. La Lam, Lof Lamph are four vibratory rates of energies which can be perceived singularly or in any combination. For example, one can feel the vibration of someone's physical body and emotional body, be they healthy or unhealthy, both at the same time. When an individual has matured inwardly and realized God Shiva, the most refined Shakti, called Lamph, can also be felt. This important Bhamsani tells our story, the story of our states of being. When we meditate upon it, we are seeing our superconscious existence, which will eventually come fully into existence after we have attained Im Kaif. We experience some days when divine energies flow through our bodies, when Siva's cosmic energy sparks our mind. Now we have a name for this state of being, this energy, Lof. Lof describes our state of mind when Shiva's superconscious creative knowledge enriches our vision and the vision of others, improving the quality of life for all. When we experience our subconscious emotional feelings, good, bad, mixed, we now have a name to call it, Lam. And when we are only aware of the external world and our physical body, we have a name for that too, Law. Very good. So I thought it was interesting, the synchronicity. So one part of today's lesson is about the same thing. So that's interesting. I think it's from Living with Shiva. When the emotions begin to react in a systematic way, and hate and fear and jealousy and love and passion and all of those emotions begin to function properly, and awareness flows out into the conscious mind, the physical body begins to assume a mature, intelligent appearance. You can look at the person and judge. By looking at his body, I see that he is an intelligent man. This means all of his instinctive and intellectual faculties are developed and working simultaneously together. However, he may be yet to turn inward. Perhaps you can ascertain this by looking into his eyes. Perhaps in this life he will turn inward. When he has satisfied some of his desires, he is setting into motion. Soon as he begins to turn inward, he begins to nourish his spiritual body. It starts to grow within the emotional body. Grows like a child, fed by all of his good deeds. All of his selflessness and selfless actions toward others feed that body. All of his working with himself, conquering instinctive emotions within himself, is food for that body as it draws from the central source of energy. All of his selfishness and greed and giving power to the instinctive elements starve this spiritual body. You have heard about the suffering of the soul. As it unfolds, it cries out and wants more attention. This is man's struggle within himself. Finally, the spiritual body grows up into a mature body and unfolds the sub-superconscious mind, grows up more and becomes aware in the superconscious mind, taking on more spiritual force from the infinite. Ultimately, it takes over the astral, emotional, intellectual body. This is the whole story of the inner awakening that is occurring within each of us. The mere fact that it makes sense to you as you read about it means you are in the process of this experience of superconsciousness moving out into the conscious plane. Oh, it's interesting. So one of our standard approaches to deepening our understanding of ourselves is the pursuit of who am I. We've talked about that before, and asking ourselves, who am I, and trying for a deeper and deeper answer to that question. So that's another way of phrasing the terms in the Mamsani, it gives us a fourfold answer. In other words, there isn't just one answer. Who am I? Which I? There's four of me. Take your pick. Three exist now, and one is coming up in the future after Im Kaif. So it gives us a simple way of looking at that and clearly separating those aspects of our being, as Gurudeva says, four states of being. So the more externalized we are, then the more we tend to think we're the physical being. And when we're in our mind or memories of the past, we tend to think we're our emotional, intellectual being. But if we get deeper, if we get into the spiritual energies of our spine, which we call experiencing Simshumbisi, then we have a deeper identity of being a spiritual being. So obviously, that's the one we want to cultivate, and that's part of the idea of the Shumchef language and meditation, is to cultivate that inner identity with the state of being of loss, of being a spiritual being, being energies in the spine, being some superconscious being. So the one way we can cultivate that is when we, to be self-reflective, and when we think or speak the word I, to think about which one of these beings, states of being, am I referring to, and see what we refer to most of the time. You know, are we always talking about our physical body? Are we always talking about our thoughts and emotions and memories? Are we talking about the spiritual being inside of us? You know, so a good opportunity to be self-reflective. So beauty of the Shum language is it gives us a word for these different concepts. It's much easier when there's a one word to describe a concept than when you just have to talk about the concept in a rambling way, because there's no one word to describe it. So Shum gives us one word for all kinds of different inner aspects of ourselves, and this one is very useful in helping us internalize our identity and avoid identifying excessively with the physical being or the emotional, intellectual being, by understanding that we are also a spiritual being. And the more we can identify with that, the better for our spiritual progress.